What is up, my friends? Rob Fury here.
Yeah, and Tori Clark.
And we're the Bells of Fury, and we are glad to be here because it is that time of year where everybody is inside during the quarantine, and you guys need some fantastic things to be watching. And
I feel like it's that time of year again. Is this going to be like a yearly quarantine?
No.
It's quarantine time, everyone.
We are in a quarantine. Yes, we are in a quarantine. And you are here being a part of the Bells of Fury experience, which is a vidcast and podcast that we are doing. And right now, I didn't mean the type of year that is going to be coming every year. I mean that we're in quarantine right now, so we're going to be inside, and we're going to be watching a lot of stuff, and we're going to see a lot of creative stuff, and something that is not only creative, but pretty awesome and pretty cool that we're going to be talking about today is the brand new She-Hulk film, fan film that you, Ms. Tori Clark, you literally made. So talk to me. Tell me, give me a little synopsis about what the She-Hulk film is about so everybody in that's watching the vidcast and listening to the podcast knows exactly what it's about.
So it's really timely. It's all about frustrations on social media dating apps.
All right. Well, that was as succinct as you can get.
Yes. Basically, you know, shouldn't be rude on dating apps because somebody could have superpowers and then start fighting in your college.
Yeah. And that's basically a life lesson. Be nice to everybody you meet.
Yeah. That's all. Exactly. That's literally the underlining theme. Just be kind to one another.
Yes, absolutely. So tell me, what made you want to undergo this project? Like, what came to you? Like, how did you come up with the whole She-Hulk idea? And, like, what drove you to actually writing and actually going into putting into fruition?
Yeah, so me and my friend Sarah Ekstrand, which is Project Amazon on Instagram, we've been talking about doing something together. We are both rather tall, large women who also do some stunting and some, you know, like fighting scenes once in a while. And so she wanted to do some sort of like either Wonder Woman or She-Hulk or whatnot. And it ended up being She-Hulk. She brought up the idea. I decided to take the reins, institute some people who had really good skills to be a part of this, which is, you know, Alfredo Sanchez. He does the Ravenswood action stunts, and then Kirsten Anderson, who was my personal trainer, who also does, you know, acrobatics.
Dude, great, because you're fit, dude. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the vidcast, like you say, like Tori Clark is like fit to hell. If you're in the podcast, start looking at the vidcast. That's what I gotta say.
So it was really fun having, you know, the right people at the right time, and then knowing you, who has always partnered with me on everything that we kind of move forward and try to get done. I was like, hey, I'll write you a tiny role, but just help out a little bit, and you did. So it was great. That's how it came to fruition, is just people wanting to do something creative that is stunt worthy and action-y, and She-Hulk it was.
Nice. Now, I know a lot of people want, like, they see their, you know, comic books, they see Marvel, DC, and they're like, man, I want to do something like that. And as you can see, ladies and gentlemen, Tori's holding Mr. Green Hulk. You know, not going to say who's who in the film, but once you see it, you'll be enjoying exactly who's who in the film. And let's just say that a certain somebody's cousin is in the film. Literally, She-Hulk. But the question I was asking is, like, you know, you see Marvel, you see DC, you see all these like the comic books out there, and people want to actually go out and do a fan film. What made you want to actually do a film? Like, because is it more to that you wanted to stay close to the character? Did you want to put your own creative spin onto it and make it yours? Like, how did you approach this project as a fan film and as a She-Hulk fan film?
So I approach it as, if we were going to do anything She-Hulk related, it had to have her underlining quirks, corniness, fun style. She-Hulk likes to break the fourth wall a lot and kind of, you know, get herself out of the comic book. So it was really to do something that involves a character that hasn't been highlighted very much yet, but everybody knows and loves. Everybody loves She-Hulk. Everybody loves Hulk. So it was taking that character and then putting her in a scenario that I could write and I could do my own freedoms with. So,
very nice.
And there are other Hulks in the, you know, She-Hulk short, swipe right. and so, it was to stay true to the character, but don't get too serious. It's not a serious film. It's fun. It was meant to be like, hey, let's punch people and then nothing comes out of it.
Okay. Fair enough. Now, right now in the pop culture zeitgeist, it's literally just pop culture everywhere. It's just geeks. And as you can see, because we have the coronavirus going on right now, things are being pushed back in production. And before we actually went into the coronavirus crisis pandemic, there's so much talk about the new She-Hulk project that's on Disney Plus.
Right.
What are your thoughts on that project?
I mean, it sounded really fun. There's a lot of different, you know, people involved. We even heard that Mark Ruffalo was going to be involved.
She's so cool.
And what was the female wrestler's name?
They said that they wanted either Gina Carano or Rosario Dawson, possibly.
Yes, which would be I don't think Rosario Dawson would be.
There was actually a new report.
But I thought she just came out as another thing for freaking Disney Plus. Rosario Dawson, give other people a chance.
Literally, ladies and gentlemen.
She's so great.
This is just the underlying surface of the stuff that we're going to be covering with the Buzz of Fury experience. Trust me.
Right.
Stay tuned.
But I'm glad. I would like She-Hulk to get her platform. I think it would be cool. I mean, Disney Plus's idea is that they want all of their series to kind of go with the movies that have already happened. So even if it is just a series on Disney Plus and people are like, I wanted a movie. You could just be like, oh, all of this is trying to segue into a movie. It's trying to segue into allowing us to have a broader spectrum of that universe. But we know that everything's kind of on pause right now. So I'm glad that maybe I'll throw this out there and people will be like, oh, good. We got a little taste.
You literally, if they are pushing that production back, this is something great for people that love Jennifer Walters, that love She-Hulk, to tie them over for this. That's great. And now we're talking about productions, a large productions. You've been on many productions. Tell me, what was one of the biggest trials and tribulations on this set for you?
But yeah, so I am an idiot and I'm a director, actor, writer. Yeah. And
you're talented. Shoot.
No. That's what I decided to, like, hey, why don't I do it all? So there are reasons why there are multiple people involved in film, and it's because it's too much for one person to do. But when you're on a small set like this, we did have a lot of support, obviously. It was probably like a 12-person crew altogether.
Yeah.
Acting and everything like that.
Extras and we everything. Shot,
I mean, we practiced for three plus months. We shot one day. And I think the biggest thing was that I couldn't be everywhere at once. Mm. So I, you know, when you face paint, when you have to be a different color, that is so hard. I don't like doing anything full body paint. I've said that on multiple occasions on anything that I ever do, but I keep going back to it because it's so freaking cool. So good.
Who doesn't like body paint?
I know. You look so cool in body paint. Like, I love your body paint stuff. Like, but I would suggest if it's your first time, maybe don't body paint.
Don't.
Maybe try something that's fighting and punching people without having to, you know, mix green and red.
Oh.
Yeah, I said red body paint is in there too. But another thing, a really big thing that I learned, and I think that anyone on, you know, a new director, a new stunt producer needs to know, is that do your hardest, most complex stunts first while you're not super exhausted and tired from a full day of shooting, because I actually almost got injured really bad on this set. I made my head bleed because I landed on it. But
glad you're okay now.
I'm totally fine. I'm a little crazy but it's
all for the love of She-Hulk,
it's
man.
For the love of She-Hulk. But yeah, so if you are doing a really fun stunt build mini short, I definitely would suggest doing your hardest, most complex stunts first out of safety.
Awesome. And I would like to say, doing a fan film, doing a short film, I would like to say, what advice can you give people like going into their very first project? Something big, like She-Hulk was a very big undertaking for like one of your like very, very first like projects that you're like, I'm doing this. What advice would you give people for that going into?
Yeah, besides the fact that definitely do your hardest stunts first. I guess just the planning process is probably the most important over the whole shooting and everything like that, because you can shoot your ass off all day, and if you didn't plot and plan correctly and, you know, log everything correctly while you were shooting, it's really hard to edit. And that's why we shot, you know, in September 2019, and it's now just coming out, because it was just so hard to edit. And I thank Nico so much, our editor, because he was amazing putting it together. But if I was able to have maybe a little bit more people, a little more sound control and stuff, I think it would have made it easier for everyone. So I say plot and plan, and, you know, ask the right people to help you out.
All right. Is there anything else you would like to add before we end?
I think it was great. I'm excited. I can't wait for everyone to see it. And I can't wait to, you know, do more. Like, we have other projects coming out. So I'm excited.
Absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was it for another episode of the Bells of Fury Experience. Don't forget, check us out. Ladies and gentlemen, at VidCast, you need to check out the VidCast on our Instagram and on our YouTube.
I'm hulking out of this.
Tori's like straight up, like straight brolic right now, flexing. But you guys need to check out our next episodes. Thank you for following us. Check us on our Instagram and Facebook at Bells of Fury. And Tori, lead us off. Last words.
Last words is swipe right or get punched.